Identifying individuals who are infected is important in order to stop them passing the virus on. But temperature data can also be used to track the epidemic as it spreads. This is the goal of Kinsa Health, a firm in San Francisco that has sold or donated more than 1 million smartphone-connected thermometers to households in America. The phones these thermometers are linked to carry an app that transmits back to base each body temperature recording which its user makes. The app can then give simple medical advice, for example, based on age, sex, and so on. Does a user with a particular temperature need to see a doctor or not? The app also provides epidemic information about the neighbourhood, including such things as how badly local schools are affected. Using its thermometers and apps, Kinsa has built up a trove of data on past fevers in America. Besides being good for public health, this information has commercial value. One American pharmacy chain pays Kinsa for fever data in order to avoid particular stores selling out of things the feverish may wish to purchase. In the past, Kinsa's focus has been on influenza, but now the fear is that any elevated body temperature is the result of COVID-19. On March the 18th, the firm began posting relevant data, duly anonymized, but more or less in real time, on a website called HealthWeather. In contrast to this nowcasting, a government site called FluView, which is run by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, relies on sources like hospitals to provide it with data and tends to lag an epidemic by about 2 weeks. Once a fever kicks in, people tend to take their temperature frequently. Kinsa therefore knows a lot about how an epidemic is progressing and how severe it is in lots of different places around America. In the past, this has enabled it to make accurate forecasts of disease burden down to the level of individual zip codes. According to Nirav Shah of Stanford University, who advises the firm, such forecasts can look up to 20 weeks into the future for influenza. COVID-19 is not influenza, of course, and presumably has different patterns of spread. But even before these have been worked out properly, data from Kinsa's remote thermometers are flagging up useful warnings. As The Economist went to press, atypically high numbers of fevers had popped up in much of Peninsula Florida. Time then for Floridians to get off the beaches and start keeping their distance from one another.